Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse of the Morning. Y94-0, Jamie, Amy K, and First Initial T in the voice changer with a question I think a lot of people have pondered over the years of their relationships and getting into new ones and kind of laying the groundwork for, hey, I think we're going to be together for a while. What's going on?
Well, I have been dating this guy for about 6 months, and it is going very well, but there's something that's making me uncomfortable. He has several, actually, ex-girlfriends in his phone, and I would like him to delete their information.
Is he still talking to them, or are you not sure?
Not that I know of, but I don't know, that's kind of the point. I just don't think they have any reason to be in there. So I'm just wondering if that's an appropriate thing to request of your boyfriend or if that's rude.
I mean, does it boil down to the fact that you're worried he would contact them?
Not really. I feel like I just think that it would show that he's committed to me to delete them and not even have the option to contact them. And I don't have any ex-boyfriends in my phone at all, so it seems reasonable to me.
So 6 months in, do you think it's okay to be like, hey, I think it's time for you to clear out your contact list, find the ex or exes, and just take them out of there? You don't need them. You've been with me for 6 months.
Yeah, like if it means so much to her, she definitely could. But I wouldn't really read into it if he still has them. People, you have contacts in your phone. You don't, like, I just like deleted some this morning. I didn't even realize I had that many.
I think it's a weird request.
Especially if he's not actually talking to them.
Yeah,
they're just
like,
there.
Why? And because then he's going to be like, wait, how do you know I have these in there? I haven't been messaging them. Like, why is this bothering you so much?
She would have had to look.
Yeah, that's what I think is weird. She has to know they're in there. He's probably not reaching out to them. Who cares? I'm friends with my exes on Facebook.
I think that you can make the request, but it might do more damage than good. Because while you might feel better because he might delete them or whatever, I think that it's going to send a message that you're a certain type of person that might do damage.
Crazy.
How he looks at you. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's kind of like controlling. Why can't he have them in there?
But there had to have been like something to happen for her to have seen them. So she either went in his phone and actually looked, which problem there, or she saw a message come up and asked a question about it. But if he's not talking to these girls, it doesn't make any sense. Like, she would have had to have gone through his phone.
So at some point, though, so their six-month relationship will become a year, 2 years. They might be engaged. They might be married. Is there a point where she's not crazy for being like, hey, I noticed this. Take it out.
Maybe when they're married.
Yeah, maybe when they're married. Or engaged.
Married.
Why? What could happen between engagement and married?
The wedding gets called off, and now he no longer has those exes.
He wants to go back, yeah.
So an engagement isn't like the surefire thing the marriage is.
Well, which one of you just brought up Facebook? It was you,
yeah.
Amy? So in 2021, there is so many ways to contact another human being. You are kind of just, it's a waste of time. Because if you sit there and you're like, oh, and I noticed in your phone you were friends with someone named Stacy. You dated her in 2017. I'd like you to delete her. Well, he can find Stacy on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. I mean, other places to find her. So it's kind of pointless.
Because then if you're deleting the contacts, then you go as far as you delete them off of social media.
Mm-hmm.
It starts small and then it gets to be a big thing. And they're like, if he really wanted to do something that he shouldn't be doing, there's, what's that thing called? WhatsApp? It's like that secret app. WhatsApp, it's like a secret messaging platform. And like things like that, then you can tell like they're being sketchy if they have that on their phone. I think he's just like really innocent in all of this and doesn't want to take the time to go through and delete them all.
It kind of is a lot of work. Deleting contacts, deleting Facebook friends, it takes up time.
Was there anybody that texted that said it is worth her effort here? Or most people like, it's why would you do this?
We are getting a couple texts. Somebody said that she should be okay 100% and comfortable with him to ask him to delete these because it's not fair to her if he still has exes on his phone. When I get in a committed relationship, I make sure that I delete all of my exes. Somebody on the opposite side of things says she sounds crazy to me. It's controlling and it's not going to be received in the way that she wants it to be.
It's one of those things where it's a slippery slope, man. It might just not be worth the effort, especially if you don't think he's even messaging these people. What does it matter?
Yeah, if they're not messaging, don't worry about it.
How it makes you look is probably not worth getting it out of there. If anything, you might instigate him and be like, oh, I'd forgot about Stacy. I should see what she's up to. Instagram, you know.
Yeah.
That's worse. Then there's pictures there and stuff.
And are you willing to go through and delete every single person that you were in a relationship with off of your phone, too? And how are you going to differentiate between a girl and his cousin? You don't know.
Well, you got Jamie here, married. You're, 2 years into that?
Yeah.
You got baby at home. You just this morning, because you knew you were talking to First Initial here, or what was it, First Initial T? You were this morning, we're going through your phone and deleting people. Someone in there named Juicy. For God's
That's
sake.
That's true.
Did that bother your husband that there's someone named Juicy in your phone?
Juicy Montreal guy. There was this guy that I dated. His name was Scott. So I had like Scott's lying roommate, Scott's mistress on there. You know, I had like so many crazy things. And I'm like, oh, Friday. I don't even know what that means.
Do you think it was Fridays, the restaurant?
Maybe. No, it could have been. It was just like a Friday. There was no Fridays where I lived. I don't know what Friday meant.
That's a little concerning, but clearly something happened with this guy on Friday. I'd like to know more about who's in your phone named Juicy. That intrigues me a bit.
Yeah.
Definitely does. Mm-hmm. Well, stupid stories in a couple of minutes. Don't you hate when you get busted by the 5-0 and they bring you in and they find all the stuff that you had stuffed up your tushy?
Yeah.
I hate when that happens. What this guy had in his buttocks in 3 minutes.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94. Good morning.
I'm like really tired and cranky in the morning on my way to work. That always like picks me up.
Y94.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast.